Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanere Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Ooh, 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 To go deeper. Yes. Yeah. Go deeper. Why not go on deeper, deeper in the spirit? Find God for yourself. Become a spiritual person. I am searching for my Jesus. I can see Him, but I tell you, I feel His presence when I pray. I wanna love Him more each day. I wanna go on deeper and deeper. Oh, I wanna get deeper into God. Oh, I wanna love the Lord even more, deeper into my awesome God. What it is like to be spiritual, to have prayed for many hours, surrounded by His Spirit and feeling His goodness. Turn off your phone and spend some time alone with God. I wanna spend my day in His presence. I wanna go on deeper and deeper. Oh, I wanna get deeper into God. Oh, I wanna love the Lord even more, deeper into my awesome God. Oh, I wanna go on deeper and deeper. Oh Lord, I wanna get deeper into God. Oh, I wanna love the Lord even more, deeper into my awesome God. Jesus, I can stay in His presence for so long, reading His word, surrounded by His Spirit. There is so much revelation when I lay in His presence. That's when I know I spent more time. I wanna spend my days in His presence. I want the Lord even more, deeper into my awesome God. Do I wanna go on deeper and deeper? Do you wanna get deeper into Jesus? Oh Lord, do you wanna love the Lord more and more and more and more? Go deeper into my awesome God. Oh,
can be louder, it's unto God. Hallelujah. But how many of us can tell that it is time? It's time for the word of God to come. Hallelujah. So there are many things in this world that we cannot be sure about. As you are here, you don't know whether you will see tomorrow. You can't be too sure. Some of us, we don't know when the next meal will come. The brother who has proposed to you, your beloved, you don't know. Even though you have started counseling, you can't really tell. But when you come, when you encounter God, you can be sure that God's mind for you is to change your life. God's mind for you is to do you good. God wants to transform your life. Hallelujah. And that is why any and every opportunity to encounter God, we should embrace it. And Bible reveals God to us as his way. Amen. This morning, God is about to come into your life. And Hebrews tell us that the word of God is alive. It is quick. It is powerful. This morning, power is coming into your life. Power to transform your life. Power to change your life. Life is coming into your flesh. And I'm excited that God has prepared a very special vessel to bring his word to us. It is not just anybody bringing this word of God to you. This morning we are blessed to receive on our international pulpit an international speaker. Hallelujah. Well sought after, preaches at many international conferences. He could have been anywhere in the world this morning, but God has blessed us that this morning, instead of being in Kuwait, instead of being in the US, instead of being in Europe, he is right here in Ayesu River Estate. That is why I want you to open your heart. I want you to open up your spirit to receive the word that God is bringing to us. I want us with Jesus' joy in our heart, giving honor to whom honor is due. You are allowed to make happy noises unto the Lord as we welcome our pastor, Bishop Edwin Morgan, for go as he brings the word of God to us this morning.
I don't want to be a wayside ground. I don't want to be a thorny ground. I don't want to be a stony ground. Lord, make me a good ground. You don't.
Hallelujah. Clap your hands once again. Let's pray. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for today. We are grateful to you for your plans. Your word says that your plans for us are good plans, not evil plans, to give us a future and a hope. Father, I thank you. And I ask you to visit us this morning through the preaching of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Two very important things I just want to say them, and then number one is that this television here, screen here, belongs to somebody. That person has brought it here for us to use. We need a bigger one there. And that TV screen is in the house of somebody sitting here. So bring it here before. I don't know. Before you regret. So I'm saying that the same way somebody has come to put the screen there, I don't need the same size. I need a bigger one here. And when we bring the bigger one here, then the next person will bring the same size. We'll put it here. All these are the beginnings of the beautiful church we are going to have here. That when you enter one day, you will not recognize the place. So whoever has that screen should bring. Number two is that the plan God has for us involves, the plan God has for us, if you are sitting here listening to me, God wants you to learn more of him. Amen. Yeah. Jesus said we should learn of me. He said, learn of me. Learn of me. There are many things that are required of you when you follow God. Many, many things. I'm just mentioning one of your responsibilities is to learn. Learn. Learning. So we have structured this church in such a way that this is a type of church service we have. It's a type of meeting where somebody stands in front of you and talks to you and preaches to you. It's good. But after this service, there is an opportunity for you to be in small groups that we call the Bible school, for you to have the opportunity to learn. There, you can raise your hand and ask a question. The babies must sit under the tent, under the canopy. I'm wondering, I'm really wondering whether the children, because they disturb and so on, I mean, they can't sit quietly. That's why I prefer that they sit out there. But I'm wondering whether the messages I am preaching cannot be understood by them. I am asking you by this question that let's get a speaker and put it there. Whatever I am preaching here is the Sunday school they are listening to. They should just sit here, there and be listening. It's very important. You see, once again, in the world, that's why Jesus said, you see, the world, there's a lot of evil there. But Jesus said they are wiser. Why? One of the reasons is what I'm talking about. You see, right now, as I'm speaking in our world now, the world is introducing children, little children, to adult things. With aggression. Aggressively. You know, some time ago, it was a sin. I said a sin. Forget. It's not a sin. A crime. You could go to prison if you were a man caught having sex with a man. Yes. By whatever means. Now, the law is that you should. Now, what is going on in America right now is that a group has risen up that says that it's their right. Like some time ago, it said, it's my right. I don't want a woman. I want a man. A group has risen up. They are saying that it's also their right to say that they want to have sex with children. So in about 2 years, 3 years, they will pass a law that a man or a woman can engage a five-year-old in an adult relationship. It's just a matter of time. I don't know what time it will be, but just soon. Some time ago, it's so old. You know, a woman, many years ago, 50 years ago, a woman who felt that she wants to be a man could go to have surgery, remove her breast, take medicines, and then she becomes a man with time. Right now, in the world, they are doing it for children. In fact, in America, if you are a parent in England, in Europe, if you take your child to school, once the child is in school, the child leaves a certain influence that you have. So a teacher can say that, no, this girl is a boy. Yeah. So they start by telling you that if you want to wee-wee, wee-wee is urinate. So say to me, teacher, wee-wee. So they will come, wee-wee. Then you know that this is a girl. Then he takes the girl to the boy's toilet to go and wee-wee there. 2 years, 3 years, whatever. Then the girl feels that she's a boy. But as they are in the school, they bring a doctor who gives them injections. So you are the parent. You are at home, thinking that your child is receiving education 4 plus 2 equals 6. Amma goes to school. Kofi is a boy. Now there's nothing like Kofi is a boy. Kofi can be a girl. So I'm just saying that to sit little children down there and teach them about David and Goliath, which is also what we are also preaching here, by the way, shows that we are 100 years behind the world. So in first works, ideally, I would like these children to be sitting here, but they are fidgety. They can't sit quietly. So they need to be there in their own confusion. But there should be a speaker there. Yes. I'm telling you, whatever I'm saying here, they must hear it. Yeah. When I'm not here, whoever is preaching here, whatever the person is saying here, the children must hear it. If after church you want to gather them and teach them about Joseph and the coat of many colors, you can teach them. Is it clear? Yeah. All right. So I was saying something that the number two, and this thing came up, but the number two is that there are Bible schools. Yeah. Jesus Christ said, learn of me. When you come to Jesus, there are certain things you must do. One of them is to learn. Learn. Learn as in go to school. Hello. Yes, I'm speaking here. So listen to me. Okay. I know you don't know how to be in church, but learn of me. Learn. Don't chat while I'm talking. Yeah. Don't chat. So, when you come to church, try to be in the school. Try. After church, stay and learn. How many minutes? Is it 2 hours? No. 3 hours? The Bible school is for 3 hours. How many hours? 30 minutes. 30. That knowledge will do more for your life than 3 years of university education. So I want to ask you to listen to me and obey what I'm saying. Today, I want to continue to preach from this book. Going deeper and doing more. And it's two messages. It's two. It's not one message. It's not going deeper. I'm teaching you to go deeper and do more. Say, I will go deeper. I will do more. I will go deeper. I will do more. I've already said it. I've already taught you that. The world. That's why Jesus said the children of this world are wiser than the children of light. That is you and I. We are the children of light. And the Bible says unbelievers are wiser. Why are they wiser? Because they don't go to church. They are smoking, drinking, fornicating, whatever they are doing, stealing. Whatever they are doing, they are going deeper. They are going deeper. Think of it. Just think of anything going on in the world now. They are going deeper and they are doing more in the world. Those who drink are drinking more. Those who drink are drinking deeper things. Those who smoke are smoking deeper things till they now start inhaling powder. And then they are doing more. Fornicators are going deeper and are doing more. This message is the summary of life on earth. This is the summary of life. People, I'm telling you. Oh, sorry. It's not true. What I've said is not true. It's not a summary of life on earth. Because the earth also includes, if you say life on earth, then it means that it includes the church. The church is the only place where people are not going deeper and doing more. So if I say it's the summary of life on earth, it's not accurate. If I say breathing is part of life on earth, heart beating is part of life on earth, but going deeper, it's happening everywhere on earth except the church, except among Christians. It's only in the church that somebody can be in a church, join a church for 18 years and only be attending church on Sunday. It's only in the church. It's only in the church that somebody can be part of the church. And when the person began, he was only praying 30 minutes a week. And after 10 years, it's the same. In fact, they've stopped praying. It's now 17 minutes. But I believe that God did not call you to fulfill bad scripture. Yes, there are some scriptures whose outcomes are not good. So we here, the message today is that, listen to me. If you have come to Jesus, if you have come, if you are interested in God, then the message is that, start going deeper. And do more. If you want, how many of you want to be here in God? Some of you have come to visit, to go back to the sinful life, to go back to the devils you are following. But how many of you have come here and you want to be here and be with God? Can I raise your hand properly above your head? Now, if you raise your hand, then I'm just telling you that try and understand that you must go deeper. And you must do more. Deeper where? Not deeper in sin. Some people are in church and are going deeper in sin. You must go deeper in God. In God. And do more. More of what? More of unrighteousness. More of sinful living. More of living for God. Working for God. More of relating with God. More. Say more. If it's Bible reading, more Bible reading. If it's prayer, more prayer. If it's outreach, more outreach. Have a mind. I'm saying that if you have come, then this is the life. Next year, April. Next year, by this time, I'm throwing a challenge to First Works. Next year, by this time, you should have gone deeper. And you should have been doing more than you are doing this year. Is it a challenge? Yes. Yeah. Say, I accept the challenge. I will do more. I will do more. I will go deeper. Say, a year by this time, I'll not be where I am spiritually. I'll be deeper spiritually. I'll be doing more in Jesus' name. Clap for Jesus. Now, today, what I really feel in my spirit to do, you know, there's preaching. Take a verse and you preach, you talk, preach, explain the verse and preach and you work the word. Today, I just feel like walking up and down and just talking to you. So, I want to talk to you, and I'm talking to you from, I began to preach about how God takes you deeper. How does God take you deeper? Now, I said he takes you deeper through your hunger and your thirst. I said he takes you deeper through doing more than you did at the beginning. Okay. Now, the third point was he takes you deeper by showing you that God is good.
Yes.
And that's how, you see, listen. Anything that is good, you want more of it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. When I got out of my car, I saw a brother in his car eating wache.
Oh,
right now. He couldn't wait till the church service ends. And even when I passed by the car and I could smell the wache, even me, I was drawn to the wache. I was drawn to the wache. Yeah. But the passion to preach this morning broke me away from that attraction. Uh-huh. You always want more of something when you find that it is good.
Talk to me.
Yes, once something is good, a normal person would want more. Anybody who wants more of something bad has evil spirits in him. Like the madman of Gadara who was cutting himself. It's not a good thing to cut yourself. I don't know if it's a blade or a knife. Ah, it's my car. I could bring you a knife to cut yourself. Will you cut yourself? No. So if you see somebody cutting himself, the person is mad. Yeah. But if I bring you right now Valley View bread. Wait, what? With some Coca-Cola. Hot bread. Will you take it? Sorry.
Yes, sir.
Aha. Valley View bread and Coca-Cola. It's very good. Oh, malt. Valley View bread and malt. Do you like it? Valley View bread and malt.
Yes, sir.
Aha. Uh-huh. And the malt is almost freezing. It's not frozen, but it's almost freezing. I feel like stopping the preaching and going to Valley View right now. I'm disturbing the preaching. You see, so today I just want to talk to you about, because you see the rest of the points, they are, this is number 3, they are about 6 points or so, or 7 points, 6 points, 7 points. I've done 3 points. The 4 remaining points are all a summary of God's goodness. Today it's not about the message. Today is not about prayer or quiet time or outreach. Today I want to just talk to you about God's goodness. Say God's goodness. Say God is good. Say I have to like God because he is good. So the next 15-20 minutes, I'm going to use it to help to explain to you why God is good, David. When we say God is good, why? So number 4 is number 1 for today. And just relax. And there's one big verse. Let's read that verse so that I can go on and start talking to you. Exodus 33. Yes, sir. Verse 17. Then I go to Exodus 34. Let's do 34. Verse 5. Are you there?
Yes.
Should I continue?
Yes, sir.
So when I finish reading this, I'm reading just 4 verses, then I'll start talking to you. Now, today is the Lord's goodness. The Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. There are different things. Iniquity is different from transgression. Transgression is different from sin. And will by no means clear the guilty. visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshipped. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, today I want to talk to you about one big reason why God deserves your deep love. Why it's important that you go deep in him. Number one is that, in fact, the reason is that he is good. God is good. God is worth going deeper in. He is worth giving more of yourself to. He is good. He is good. If you give yourself to God, you are not doing something bad. There are many things when we do, we don't know whether it's a good thing or it's a bad thing. If you go to Nsawam prison right now, there are people there who are there because they did chartered accounting. They chartered in accountancy. Yes. If they had done nursing, they would still be in a hospital. Yes, nursing. He is there because of chartered accountancy. Because he used that to steal money. So you are in school doing a course. You don't even know that the course you are doing is not a good course for you.
You are teaching already.
Yes. Nobody knows the future. Nobody knows the future. In Ghana, we're all Ghanaians. A few years ago, a doctor was arrested. He must be in jail still. They found out that as he was handling patients in the hospital, he was also sleeping with them. I mean, doing things he shouldn't be doing with the patients. He's there. If that doctor had studied a Greek and had used his father's 4 hectares of land to plant corn, he'll be out and he'll be free. I'm just saying that there are many things. I don't want to give examples to depress you. There are a lot of things we are doing. I'm telling you that you don't know whether what you are doing is good or bad. I mean, there are some things which are bad, 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 bad. But there are gray areas you are not sure. Now, my dear friend, giving yourself to God is not one of them. God, dear, if you give yourself to him, it's a good thing you are doing. It's a good thing you are doing. Like you have left your house and you are sitting in church right now. It's a good thing you are doing. It's a good thing you are doing. You are not doing something bad sitting in church. You're not doing something bad sitting in church. Now, today we are going to learn. Okay, so Mr. Bishop Mann, why do you say that God is good? All right, number one, I'm saying God is good because he takes you deeper into mercy and forgiveness. I said, today is not prayer. It's not go and do outreach. Not quiet time. Today is just, I'm explaining God's goodness. You see, he takes you deeper because he is good. Why is he good? He will take you deeper because God is actually a God who takes you deeper into mercy and forgiveness. Anybody here who understands God's mercy and forgiveness will go deep. That's why in verse 5, Isaiah, and the Lord God merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. If you are here, one reason why I will recommend that you go deep in God is that He forgives. Ordinary man doesn't forgive. Being honestly, I would throw my whole body on somebody who is forgiving and merciful. Because we are bad. As you are sitting here with a nice face looking at me, I don't know what you were doing even just last night. So one of the things God does is that He takes you deeper into mercy and forgiveness. See, that alone is a reason why God deserves that you give more of yourself. I wouldn't want to give myself to somebody who can't forgive me. I don't know. I don't like you as a friend, as a brother, as a sister, as a pastor, as whatever. No, I can't. I honestly want to relate with somebody who forgives me and shows me mercy. Is there a place for punishing? I'm coming there. But essentially, you wouldn't want to be near somebody that when you make a mistake, no, pa! When you tell a lie, no, a spiritual slap, pow! A girl came to pass and the buttocks was shaking. And when you look at the buttocks, no, you had a stroke. By this time, they're all of us should be lying on the floor. That is why I love God. He is merciful and He forgives. Otherwise, most of us here should be cleared by now. Because let me tell you, we are here, we are pastors, we are serving God, but we make mistakes. Even in preaching, we say things we shouldn't say. But God doesn't like when you make a mistake, no, He'll cut one finger. By this time, I should be armless. Like when you preach and you quote a verse wrongly, no, one finger. That is why I will prefer that you give yourself. Go near Him. Go deeper into Him. Now, how do you go deeper into God's mercy and forgiveness? When you also become merciful and forgiving. Look around. Any girl you meet who is not talking to somebody is a shallow Christian. Like what you said about me that I heard. Because of that, it's over for you. You have met a person who is superficial and is not deep and is not a proper Christian. Anybody who can show mercy, you have encountered a very weak, spiritually weak, superficially not deep Christian. Yes. You know that you are going deeper by your ability to forgive. To say it's okay. Some of you, a referee on a football pitch is a better Christian than you. A referee officiating a 90-minute match, God loves that referee more than you, a Christian, speaking in tongues, alababalabalabalabalabalab. Because the referee, when somebody makes a decision, play on, play on, play on, play on, play on. And you can ask your sister to keep relating with you. Let's play on, let's go on, let's go. Anybody who crosses your path, you cut the person off. Anybody who makes a mistake, you insult the person, you tell the person, God can be a channel. Come out of your channel. No. Can you sit down? Let me just see. I'm speaking English. As we are here in the church, you are going to meet sisters. Some of them are even wearing yellow. Some of them are wearing yellow hats. Red, is it blouse or what? Is it a blouse or red jacket? Whatever it is you are wearing, white and black, you will meet some people like that who can't forgive. You are looking at a person who is not deep. You know that somebody is a deep Christian. When the person sees that you've done something wrong, say, you know something, it's okay. Stop it. Just let's continue. You do it again. Say, no, it's okay. Is that judgment? Is that punishment? There's punishment. We are going to go there. But it is, at 70 times 7. When you meet people who just cross and cancels you, just in a flash, your life has changed. I'm looking at a very, 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 very wonderful person. When I say your life has changed, your life, I mean, look, if you have been with me, I will sack you instantly. Like 9:42, you are a shepherd. 9:43, you're not a shepherd. Yes. I mean, 10:16, you are singing on the stage. 10:16 and a half, you are sitting down, and the rest are singing. Yes. But when I finish sacking you, I will also take you to the back door and let you appear somewhere in the same place. And see that at a point, the person who was sacked is still in the system doing something. Learn to show mercy. Learn it. If somebody begs you, listen to the begging. Try. No matter what the person has done, try and listen to the begging. Because somebody was begged in the Bible and wouldn't listen. And because he wouldn't listen, the Bible says that God reversed all the things he had forgiven him. By the way, announcement. The abortion you did, and the fornication you did, and all the things God has forgiven you, they are not in a sea of forgetfulness. So. It's not like that. It's somewhere. Yeah, if you misbehave, he will bring up the things again. And I'm reading from the Bible, the words of Jesus. A man who owed somebody $17 million. That's a lot of sin, a lot of mistakes. And that man could not forgive somebody who owed him $70. And the man who forgave him the $17 million was in his house eating. And one of the servants came, and he just came and just bowed down and said, "Sir, can I please say something to you?" Say, "Yes, what is it?" "Oh, I was just working, and I saw that you had forgiven Brother Mark $17 million. "Hey." "Say, yes, what's it? "I forgave him. So, yeah. But I was going to buy Wache, and I saw Brother Mark talking to Stephen. Stephen, the gate man." "Yes." "Stephen owed him $70. 70 Ghana. And Stephen was begging him." He said he wanted his money. "And Stephen was begging him to forgive. He said he wouldn't forgive. He held Stephen's shirt and lifted him up." We call it harbor hook. Harbor. You don't see that in Accra. It's in Takoradi that you see. You take this one and you add it to this. So this, then you add it and you put it together and you do like that. And then you lift the person. Harbor hook.
He said he will not forgive Stephen. The man stood up. He said, what? Yes.
Let's. You can see them there. He said, go and call him here. When his fellow servants saw what was done, they were sorry and came and told the Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after he had called him, said to him, you are a wicked person. I forgave you all the debt. Because you desired me, that you asked me, you begged me. I forgave you all the debt. Should you also not have had compassion on your fellow servants? The same pity. Some of you have received pity and you can't show the same pity on somebody. It means you are not deep. Not today. I'm not talking about quiet time. Just watch people who can't forgive. You are looking, no matter if whether it's 20 years in the church, you are looking at a light Christian. 34. And his Lord was angry and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due to him. All the 70 million. But remember, earlier on, he had forgiven him. So things which are forgiven are lying there as your friend is saying, no, nascent hibernating evils. There's something you've done in the past. God has forgiven you. If you misbehave, he will bring it up again. Till he should pay. One of the ways you will go deep in God is learning forgiveness. That's why we even respect a woman who has been married for 4 years. Marriage for 4 years. It's a certificate. That's a lot of forgiveness. Yeah. The synonym for marriage is forgiveness.
Thank you, sir.
That's a synonym for marriage.
Thank you, sir.
That's a synonym. I mean, when the wife enters the room and sees even how the man is sleeping, he has opened the mouth and saliva, a grown-up man with a poly. He said, I've forgiven you how you are sleeping. In the morning, when they dress, say, this is my husband. This is my husband. A grown-up wife with 2 children. When you wake up in the morning, all your hair is white with saliva. But the man says, you know, you go and wash it, but you are still my wife. My dear friend, I'm asking you today, go deep. Go deep in mercy. It shows you are spiritual. People who take you on directly, like it's a chemical solution without any buffer. There's no buffer. As you put it in, it just reacts like. And in my life as a Christian, I've met people like that. They've been in the church for a long time, but it's like they don't chill in nonsense. Are we in church?
Yes.
Say, I'm going deeper.
I'm going deeper.
I'm going deeper.
I'm going deeper.
In mercy.
In mercy.
And forgiveness.
And forgiveness.
Yes. You thought I was going to say, oh, you go deeper by doing more quiet time. You go deeper by... It's all there. But let waiting on God. Start. You're waiting on God to pray. No, you shouldn't be doing that. A Christian shouldn't be waiting on God at Mampong to pray when he's not talking to Dennis. On what? Which Bible verse? He said, when you are going and you remember that, if you know that you are bored with somebody, somebody is angry with you, you leave it at the altar and you go and sort out. Relationships are a mark of depth. Depth. The people around me, I can call each one you and point. Give you, everybody has a list. This one has a list. This one, I don't even want to start talking about it. I get angry when I even remember something. Everybody has a list. Dozier. My dear friend,
I'm not asking you to do something you've not experienced. That's what God has done for you, especially you. You'll be surprised that this girl will not allow a stranger to come and sleep with her in her room. She understands what I'm talking about. Don't worry if you don't understand. I'm speaking in passwords and quotes. People receive kindness and they can't show that kindness to somebody. You are looking at that person is not different from an unbeliever. I'm telling you that we go deeper in God, the more we go deeper in mercy and forgiveness and flowing in spite. As for issues, there'll be issues. Learn to overcome them and let's stay. Number five, I'm closing there. God, if you will sit down, once you stand, then it means that I'm ending right now. God takes you deeper by teaching you long suffering. Yes. And is there, if you take me back to Exodus 34, verse 7 or so, 6, long suffering. What is long suffering? Suffering for a long time. Tolerating nonsense for a long time. Look at you sitting in church. God should have killed you by now. And I mean you should have been killed by now. But God has tolerated you. You make the same mistakes over and over and over again. The same mistakes over and over again. You know, some of you have asked for forgiveness for a particular sinner now. Now, listen. You have asked for forgiveness for a particular sinner. Now you don't even ask for forgiveness. You thank him. Yes. It's now so much. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for how you have forgiven me. Sometimes I go, you need to ask, Lord, forgive me. The way I spoke was bad. Lord, forgive me. The way I acted was bad. And you have prayed this prayer for 10 years. Now you are so tired that you are now thanking God. That's the God. You're now thanking him that he has. He's a good God. But you can't suffer people's mistakes for long. You see it all the time. And that scripture, that Matthew 18 story, is that somebody forgives you. God forgives you. That's why sometimes God needs to see. God needs to show you that he has done this for you. One day God told me, I was complaining, I'm tired, I'm this, I'm that. I said, hey, Charlie, open up. The life I've given you, you should have been dead by now. You should have been in a sick bed. You should have been, you know. And he gave me two examples in my family. Since then, I don't get tired anymore. No, I stopped getting tired. Because God has really suffered with me. Yes. He has suffered. Some of you, God has suffered long. Look at the problems. You are a married man in the church, but you are more sexier than Boy Alinko. Any girl you see in the system, you must grab the girl. And there are girls like that also. There are girls like that also. It's like some clearing agents. And God watches you. He forgives you. See, what you are doing, you are giving me pain. See, long suffering. That not you are suffering. No. God suffers from your behavior. But he tolerates the suffering for a long time. See how long it's taken for you to be in church today. You are a girl. You are just a 24-year-old girl. already, you've done 4 abortions. That is the minimum I can mention. And every abortion, God's heart is bleeding. He's sad. There's somebody sitting there. The Lord is telling me that people have invited you to church for a very long time. You are now responding. People have invited you to church for a very long time. A very long time. But he still kept sending. He still kept sending. May no one here have a short fuse. Don't be wicked. Don't have a short fuse. That you can't tolerate somebody. I'm talking about deeper in God. God prefers that you are more long-suffering than even winning more souls. I'm telling you. These are deeper natures of God. Deeper natures. Deeper. You see, in my life as a pastor, not as a pastor, as a Christian, even this church, I've been in this church for 30 years. This church. I've seen people at all levels, very wild organizers of things. They make things happen. You want 14 chairs in the church in 20 minutes time, you'll be surprised that by 15 minutes, somehow chairs have appeared. I've seen it all. Who make things happen? Who do things? But not knowing that there was nothing under. These things I'm talking about are, you see, you don't see them. I mean, as I'm standing here, do you know how many people have not forgiven or have forgiven? It's deep. What you see is preaching. You see my hand? I'm preaching. That's what you see. This morning, there are pastors who are preaching who have insulted their wives. So when you say going deeper, it's not about how many yellow dresses you have, how many t-shirts and shirts you have. What, we are talking about things that people don't see, but they make you who you are. Deep. Stand and lead prayer 30 minutes in the church. When you treated your wife badly in the house, you don't even know the Bible, even basic Bible verses, that God hears your prayer to the degree that you treat your wife well. It's in the Bible. I can see your white and you are nicely dressed. I saw a little bit of your dancing. Beautiful, happy. Beautiful dancing. These are superficial things. What is deep in you? You should see her talking to her beloved. I'm saying that you should see her. This nice dancing, smiling. You should see her. The way she just... Then she'll just walk like that. Then she come and stand on the stage. Give me the dance, in the dance, in the dance, in the dance, in the wahooze. Hey. You are superficial. Go deep. Go deep. Go deep in long suffering. Go deep in mercy. Go deep in long suffering. Go deep. Working with God is not wahooze. Go deep. Ask somebody. Would you want what you are doing to me to be done to you? Now you say somebody has done something for some time, and the first time you talk to the person is the first time you are saying, I'm divorcing you from this marriage. In this marriage. I mean, you won't give me a chance to prove to you that I'm not like that or I can also change. Hey. Like I'm preaching and I stepped on your foot three years ago. You've not told me. Then I'm in my house and you come and say that 3 years ago when you were preaching, you stepped on my foot and you also pushed me away. And I when you were speaking to the girl, you did something, I moved. Oh. So because of that, I'm leaving the church. Oh. I can understand why you will leave the church. If I'm constantly coming toward and pushing you, you tell me, I still push you. You tell me, I still push you. You tell me, then it means that this is a pattern. And you must protect your heart. You can't be in a place where they are always preaching and stepping on your leg and pushing you. But how can you come and tell me this just once? 3 years ago and you are leaving the church. It means that you are a very shallow person. Very shallow. Which is not what God has done for you. You, that you are divorcing me. This is not what God has done for you. Or to you. Or with you. Why is the church quiet? I want to hear preacher on what a word. Suffer. When you are with somebody, learn to suffer for a long time. Suffer from your father for a long time, your mother. Don't be somebody who just reacts to unfortunate situations. You just snap. You are like a clasp knife or a jackknife. Long suffering. Long suffering. Long suffering. Go deeper. Go deeper. Go deeper. She will hurt you. She will say something. Learn to be together because you also hurt him. That's the part you don't want to remember. The part you want to remember is what she done, but what have you done to him? So this morning is not about teaching or preaching or dancing or singing. We are going deeper than standing and preaching the word. As I stand here, you don't know how my wife and I quarreled last night. I blasted this nonsense, banged the door. I said, I'm standing here in the morning, I'm preaching. Go, let's go deeper. I'm a madman. And many of you are mad. But I'm telling you, I just remembered something to tell you. So let me say before I forget. You will pay for not being deep. I've said it in the air. I've released it in the air. Number 6. God takes you deeper by showing you about truth. Truth means it is true. Abundant in goodness and truth. True means this thing is true. It happened. And many of you here, all of you here, God knows the truth about you. Yes, and in spite of the truth he knows about you, he still is using you as a pastor, as a lady pastor, as a reverend, even though he knows that you are a sexy girl. Nothing less than two people in front of me here are deeply into pornography, from the back girl to the front boy. Two of you here. Deeply, you can't come out of it. He don't say, so he gives you jeans and black t-shirt and white shirt to come and dance. Some of you, when you hear the truth, your reaction,
Sano kai. Osi mi maide. Mi. Akwaboa. Akwaboa si maide. Mi.
Yo. Yatifia.
Akwaboa. Wona mi si maide no. Akwaboa. And ra, what catches in team said, me, me, Jimmy. Akwaboa.
If you are
me, Jimmy, Achewa.
Akwaboa.
May you know the truth and still be merciful. May you know the truth and still, sometimes you should even know the truth and behave as if you've not. It shows you are a deep girl. If you open my head, you don't know the things I know about 80% of the people sitting here. You have no idea. This is Mavis. Check our text messages. You and I, check our text. Read our text messages. You will never know what I know. I'm saying that. If, in spite of, my husband has done this, my wife has done this, my pastor did this, but I'm still flowing. And that is how God has related with you. He knows what you've done. Even as I'm preaching right now, some of you, even the things in your head, the thoughts in your head, God still hasn't killed you. Some of you should be dying if you haven't a heart attack in the service right now. Based on even that, as I'm preaching now, you are saying that I should end the preaching. If God, I said, God should kill you by now. Learn, know the truth, and still be merciful. It shows that you are, there's something inside you that is big. And finally, God takes you deeper. By showing you how to continue, how to combine mercy with judgment. And you see it there in verse 7. Let's end with this. Keeping mercy. The big word is mercy. Keeping mercy for thousands. Forgiving iniquity. Forgiving transgression. Forgiving sin. These are the mercy side. And will by no means clear the guilty. How to forgive sin and still ensure that the guilty, that the misbehavior is still punished. That's complex. That's complex. And anybody you know who combines this, forgiving sin, transgression, and still not clear the guilty, that person is a very, very, very great person. How do you combine it? The answer is there.
visiting the iniquity of the fathers, keeping mercy and forgiving iniquity. Forgiving iniquity. Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon their children, upon their children's children, to the third and to the fourth generation. Visiting the iniquity of the fathers, forgiving iniquity, is complex. How do you forgive iniquity and then you still visit? The answer is that learn how to delay punishment. Something I should do to you, I'll still love you. Give me a hug. Beautiful. Meanwhile, she has insulted me. Give me a hug. Beautiful. Lovely, lovely. Have you eaten? Yes. You've had something to eat. Beautiful. I have some money for you. Just see me after church. But that thing that I should have done to you, I wait and I rather give it to your children and your children's children. You see, your ability to even hold back anger is a sign of greatness. Because by the time the recompense gets to the children, you would have filtered out a lot of roughage. You would have attenuated. Yes. Yes. The real English word is to, you would have petered down the consequences. You peter down the consequences. And always, the sin must be punished. God punishes us in milder ways. Sometimes the same person say, no, you know something, you are sleeping with this guy, okay, then from today you are now a Basenta leader, you are no more in the choir. Meanwhile, all your life is Basenta work. It's choir work. You love singing. You love teaching. You love something. But instead of killing you or removing you from my presence, be around. But go there and do something. You have still punished, but you've shown forgiveness and mercy and long suffering, and have still, it's a very, that's a judge. Lift your two hands and pray. Father, we thank you. We are grateful for the great honor and for the great blessing of hearing your word. Our lives will never be the same. In Jesus' name, every eye closed and every head bowed. If you are here today, every hand down, please put your hands down. I want to pray now as we end. For anybody here today who is not born again, you are not born again. I want to say, Pastor, from the preaching today, I want to love God. I want to give my love to God. I want to give my life to God. I want to serve God. I want to be close to Jesus. Pastor, pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus. If you are here and you are not born again, I want to pray with you right now. I want to pray with you right now. If you want me to pray with you, just lift up your right hand now and say, Pastor, pray for me. Lift your hand now. Yes, Pastor, pray for me. Pastor, I want to be born again. Lift your hand high. Lift your hand high. Pastor, I want to be born again. I want to know Jesus. Pastor, I want to know Jesus. Lift your hand high. I see your hand. I see your hand. I see your hand. If your hand is up, I want you to come to me here. Come to the front here. I want to pray for you here. Come to the front here. Clap your hands for them. Yes. No talking, please. No talking, please. Let's lift up our two hands and let's bow our heads and pray. Lift your two hands. I want to pray for you. Do you want to receive Jesus Christ into your life? Those in front. Do you want to receive Jesus Christ into your life? You want to be born again? All right, so lift your hands and say this prayer after me. Say, Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. I realize I am a sinner. Have mercy on me. Forgive me. I have sinned. I've done many bad things. I've not pleased you. Today I return to you. I ask you to please receive me. Walk with me. Love me. Receive me. Make me your child. I want to start again. I thank you for this great life. In Jesus' name. I'm starting a new life. Please help me to walk with you. In Jesus' name. Amen. You see our pastor holding the sign, follow me. Yes. Please follow her. They are going to pray with you. They will visit you. They will talk to you. And then your life will not be the same. Keep clapping your hands. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Keep clapping your hands.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Mackinac Cathedral near Valley View University, OUB, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.